Alex Show here on Radio Now. Ask Alex if you'd like to be a part of it. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. So, Edwin, you want to do something at your high school graduation. What are you calling in about?
Well, I have a question. Me and my girlfriend have been dating for about 4 years, and I'm kind of thinking about proposing to her.
Whoa, Edwin, real quick. Let me stop you right there for a second. You sound pretty young. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, okay. All right, well, proceed.
Yeah, so we've been dating since we're about 14, and she's like my best friend, and I really love her so much.
So you want to propose at your high school graduation?
Yeah, I mean, it's only a few days away, and I figured why not surprise her before I go to college.
To be fair, your voice just cracked. I have a hard time imagining you proposing when you're going like this. But Edwin, I mean, don't you think that it's kind of taking away from a special moment of graduation?
I mean, it should be all about us because we're so popular.
Okay, I have a lot of questions and I have a lot of concerns. I'm unsure at 18. I know you guys have been together for a while, but I feel like maybe you don't truly know yourself all the way yet and what you're going to be wanting. And I just feel like you need to give yourself a little bit more time and the motives behind, like, well, we're just super popular. We've been together for a long time. It would be a cool thing to do. Like, anyone else picking up what I'm putting down?
Maybe. Are you guys going to the same college or different colleges?
Oh, we're going to different colleges. I'm going to an acting school.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's going to, like, study some business or something like that. Like, so boring.
I don't feel like you guys are going to stick together. I mean, life changes a lot, and so many high school sweethearts no longer stick together. It happens. You meet people, you try new things, you grow, you change. I mean, you want to propose and commit each other when you're going to go in totally different directions.
Well, I'm hoping you can keep us together because, again, we're best friends.
Edwin, I am... Okay, how do you know that she is the one for you?
We're just so close. I can talk to her about anything. She's just such a kind person and just gorgeous.
Okay, I feel scared to say it, but I feel like maybe someone else will have a tactful way to say it. Don't make me say it. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Say what?
This may not be the best idea for Edwin. I feel like maybe he doesn't know himself well enough to make this kind of a decision.
Like, what do you mean?
You know what I mean. Aren't you listening to the same call as me?
Does anybody even know what Alex is talking about here? I mean, I'm listening, but you're confusing the hell out of me. Are you not going to say it?
Come on, somebody knows what I'm saying. 833-JOE-ALEX. Don't make me do this.
That's 833-563-2539.
I'm trying to tiptoe around the edge and not be disrespectful.
I'd like to know what you think Alex is trying to say, and also any advice you'd give to Edwin here, who's thinking about proposing. Is the high school graduation this weekend, or when's this happening?
It's this weekend.
Wow, okay, a few days away.
Congratulations, Edwin, but I really think you should hold off on this.
Honestly, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, Edwin, I'm going to do my best to help you the best way I can. 833-JOE-ALEX.
So I was just on the phone with Edwin, and he said he has to go because it's his last week of school.
Okay.
But he's just about to get in school, but he said, I want to hear the answers quick because I'm just getting in school. So, yeah, and he said, he was very nice, actually.
What do you mean?
He's like, hey, is this Pork Chop? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, I'm graduating this weekend. Like, are you doing anything? And I was like, I mean, I got a new job, but I don't know, nice guy.
He was trying to hang out with you?
Yeah.
He's a kid. I wouldn't hang out with him.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm 30.
I'm just saying, is anyone picking up what I'm putting down?
Just a nice guy.
Hey, Gerald's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on? What did you want to say, Gerald?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, so listen, I completely know, you know, what pretty much he means, you know, because I have so many girls that I loved in high school that were my best friends, too. But that was a few years, and, you know, he may realize that he's not ready for marriage. You know, people do change, and he may want different things. And I don't know. I just think that it sounds a little weird, and just like everything about him so far, you know, nothing personal. But, I mean, I do know what you mean, Alex, by the way, and thank you for being...
What does she mean?
I mean, I don't know if I should say it. I mean, I understand what she's saying. I mean, the guy obviously doesn't seem interested in, in women. I mean, you know, I've had a lot, like I said, I had a lot of girlfriends growing
He's
up.
He's been with his girlfriend for 4 years, though. Did you miss that part, Gerald? 4 years,
yeah,
14 to 18.
Yeah, but you know what? There's something weird. There's just something not there. I mean, he says that she's his best friend and, you know, that they've been together all this time. But then again, they were 14. Maybe he, like, grew up thinking that he had to be with her, or maybe it, like, started off like something like a childhood girlfriend, you know?
Right. And but this sounds older, to me like everything Alex would want. Like, I want him to be my best friend. I want to be just do everything with them. Like, that sounds exactly what you'd look for in a relationship.
Yeah, I want a best friend that I'm trying to bone. I don't know that he's trying to bone.
Exactly. No, he can have her as a best friend. They can still paint their nails, but they don't have to get married.
I don't understand why you guys think that he doesn't want to be, or that he hasn't boned his girlfriend, or whatever you're saying. I don't want to talk about high schoolers boning. I feel like that's weird.
I mean, you can tell a lot by somebody in the way that they are, and you know, in the way that they
talk.
Know.
Okay. Well, that was Gerald. Hey, man, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Aaliyah. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Aaliyah?
Hi. What's up?
What do you think's going on here?
As far as what Alex was saying, like, I feel like she's saying he's not straight all the way. But me personally, I think that you need to wait at least 2 to 3 years till you get to college to really see how your adult life is going to be. Like, I feel like coming straight out of high school, college is what makes or breaks relationships. And the fact that y'all are going to two different colleges, it's going to be hard. So, I mean, of course, you have those rare occasions where, you know, your high school sweethearts and everything works out and it's beautiful. But majority of the time, it doesn't work. So you need to wait 2 to 3 years just to see how y'all's relationship is still doing. And then if you still feel the same way, then, yeah, go ahead. You're close to graduating. But if not, like, you need to make sure you're making the right choice. Marriage is kind of a big deal.
I agree with you. I think that's great advice.
Hey, Aaliyah, thank you. Let's go to Josh, who's on the Joe and Alex show. Josh, what did you want to say?
Yeah, I wanted to say that my wife and I have actually been together since we were 14. And we met, and I proposed to her when we were 18, and we're still married with two kids at 26.
No way.
And so you sound like Edwin, who we just talked to, had to go into school.
Yeah, it was, you know, one of those things. She was my best friend. I met her just moving up here from Arkansas, and we fell head over heels together, and things have been beautiful ever since. So
Josh,
I feel the kids should go for it.
When Edwin checks out the podcast later because he's in school, would you say, hey, man, go for it. Go for it at your high school graduation. That'd be a great time to propose.
Oh, 100%, because there's never a right time to get married, in my opinion. You just got to take that plunge.
All right.
Wow.
Josh, man, we appreciate that, and congratulations on your love.
All right, thank you.
Love's a good thing.
I feel like that's awesome. His story's great. I just feel like maybe he was like one in a million.
No, I think there's some love out there. I mean, I think in real reality, though, like the situation that we just had with him compared to what's going on with Edwin, they're going to different colleges. Even if you love each other to death, when you separate from somebody,
that is not the biggest issue facing Edwin. Let me tell you right now, not the biggest issue.
I still don't understand what you're saying. Brandy's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Brandy?
Hey, I think what Alex is saying is that this boy may be going away to school and maybe finding a boyfriend instead of a girlfriend.
Thank you. Yes.
Now, why are we saying that, though?
I mean, I think Alex's radar is just going off.
Yep.
What radar do you have? What are you equipped with?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Let me stop this right here.
By the way,
Pork
Chop probably has the best radar in the country.
Does he?
Yeah. It just
is
so
it broken?
Happens.
Recalibrating it, maybe.
It just so happens that I like to like guys.
Uh huh.
So if I was to call in, would you say the same thing about me?
I definitely get some kind of floral vibe from you.
Really? Okay.
There's your vibe.
No, this is fantastic. Let's rate me on a scale of 1 to 10.
You're not bad. But, I mean, here's what I call it. I call it a San Francisco accent. That's what I've always called it.
He just Pork had a very effeminate tone, that's all.
Yeah, so where's
mine? So Edwin,
floral that you said.
And floral. Edwin has a very high hardcore San Francisco accent. I feel like Pork Chop does not really have a San Francisco accent, but there's just a flair a little bit. There's just a tiny flair. It takes a little bit to pick up on, but after listening to him like every single day, then I think you are more familiar with it. Now, Pork Chop's boyfriend definitely
straight
has
up,
a San Francisco
straight
accent.
Up, straight up, an angry San Francisco.
Doesn't jump right out with Pork Chop, but after a little while, you can pick up on it.
Yes, see?
Pork Chop's got more of like a sad Eeyore kind of an accent.
He does.
Pork
Chop.
What are we going to do here?
Okay. I also think it's an obvious like sign, red flag, whatever you want to call it, that Edwin was on the phone with Porkchop and was all, what are you doing? You know, real recognize real, you feel?
All right, well, that was very interesting to say the least. Hey, thank you for calling in, Brandy. If you couldn't get through, take it to Facebook to search for Radio Now, whether it's Radio Now Houston or Radio Now Indy. Give it a like. You can do that. And, of course, Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.